The Prime Minister insists he didn't use the powers he gained to overrule Karen Andrews when she was Minister for Home Affairs. Claire O'Neill is the current Minister for Home Affairs and our guest this morning. Minister, welcome.
Good morning, PK.
The Prime Minister swore himself as in, well, asked to be sworn in as Home Affairs Minister just a couple of days before the 2021 budget. Do you have any idea what the timing was about?
I don't, PK, and I'm going to come to your question in a minute, but I just have to respond first to that unbelievable interview from Barnaby Joyce. And I really want to say this directly. Stop playing this down. Peter Dutton, Barnaby Joyce, John Howard, they are playing this down as though this is some kind of run-of-the-mill scandal that occurs from time to time in Canberra. That is not what has happened here. This is an unprecedented violation of our democracy that's been undertaken by Scott Morrison, who has accumulated for himself personally vast powers of ministries across the Australian government, and he did so in secret without telling his colleagues and, most importantly, without telling the Australian people. And, you know, there are moments in politics where you have to step above your political party. Peter Dutton needs to do that today. Barnaby Joyce needs to do that today. Don't defend this man just because he is a Liberal. He has done something that has never happened before in Australian history. And people who are attempting to say that this is normal, they are exacerbating the problem and they are doing damage themselves.
Well, he didn't say it was normal. He said it wasn't illegal. He said he didn't think actually it should happen. So it's not quite what he said.
What you are hearing from Barnaby Joyce and from Peter Dutton is that this is no big deal. That's basically the underlying thesis here. And that is wrong, PK. Every journalist in the country, everyone who cares about this country's democracy needs to be standing up and making clear that is not the case. This is not a normal thing to happen in Australian politics. So, this is incredibly serious. And that is why the new Australian government is, number one, governing in an entirely different manner. Number two, got to take its time and work through the implications of this.
I've got so much to get through. So let me take you to your Home Affairs portfolio. Are you confident the Prime Minister at the time didn't make any decisions as Home Affairs Minister? Has your department been able to give you those?
I do not know the answer to that question. What I can tell you is that the Secretary of my department, the Intelligence Chief, including the head of ASIO, did not know that he was the Minister for Home Affairs at the time. And if you don't understand how vulnerable that made us throughout that period, how dangerous that was for the country, then you should not be in Parliament.
Explain to me, or our listeners, they're not necessarily in Parliament, our listeners, how it made us vulnerable.
Yeah, so we just had a really good example on the weekend in Canberra, a very distressing situation at Canberra Airport where there was a shooter in the airport. And as Home Affairs Minister, I have specific responsibilities to protect Australians at moments like this. So, of course, I'm spending my time trying to understand what's happening, getting the information I need and understanding what steps the Australian government should take to ensure that Australians remain safe. What would have happened on that day if there had been two ministers for Home Affairs, potentially two people with the same powers, having different views about how such a situation should be handled? What would have happened if we'd had a significant terrorist attack during the time that we had two ministers for Home Affairs in this country? Now, there is a reason why we have accountable government, because we need Australians to be able to point to the person who exercises power on their behalf and hold them responsible for decisions that they make. And yet we had a situation where across five portfolios, we had two ministers and no one knew.
So are you currently investigating if any decisions were made with the ministerial power?
So we face some constraints here because it's the convention that the former government's decisions aren't meant to be examined by the new government for reasons that I'm sure your listeners can understand. But the Prime Minister is going through a process at the moment of trying to understand what occurred, which powers were exercised, and indeed whether any laws were broken. And if we can just come back again to the Barnaby Joyce interview, be careful of anyone who is out there at the moment asserting that no laws were broken, because we do not know the answer to that yet. Just to give you again another example, as Home Affairs Minister, I exercise significant legal powers personally in my role. And again, we had a situation where there were two ministers for Home Affairs. So if a court orders me to make a decision by a particular date and there's two ministers for Home Affairs, who owns the legal responsibility for that and how are those responsibilities dispensed with? So this is very complicated, very difficult, and it is far from apparent that no one has broken a law here.
Do you agree with Karen Andrews that Scott Morrison should resign from the Parliament?
Look, this is a decision for Peter Dutton, and let's see if he changes his tune today, because as I said yesterday, he was out and about saying, oh, it's no big deal, you know, nothing to see here, let's all move on. We shouldn't move on, and this is incredibly serious, and so Peter Dutton needs to make a call about whether Scott Morrison should continue to remain a Member of Parliament. But PK, this is not just about Scott Morrison and his position. He has fundamentally undermined a range of conventions that are crucial to the public's trust in government. And whatever happens with Scott Morrison, we need to understand exactly how this occurred so it can't happen again. And so it's not going to end because Scott Morrison decides to resign, for example, if he was going to do that.
Will Labor back a move to refer Scott Morrison's conduct to the Privileges Committee for an investigation?
So we have a lot more facts that need to be gathered here, and we don't, as a government, do things in a knee-jerk way that's driven by a media cycle. We are taking our time here. The Prime Minister has done the very first most important thing, which is seek legal advice from the Solicitor General about whether this was legal, whether any laws were broken, etc. So we will wait for that advice to come to us on Monday. The Parliament is not sitting for a number of weeks, so we will slowly work through this and give it the proper time and air that it needs for us to fully understand how this happened so we can stop it from ever happening again.
Do you agree with your Labor colleague Julian Hill that the Governor-General has questions to answer about his role in this?
My view is that the focus here is not on the Governor-General. The Governor-General is someone who is required to act on the advice of the government of the day. Let's not lose the focus here. We had a Prime Minister who, like a despot in a developing country, accumulated vast powers of government for his own personal use.
Okay,
that is the question of the day, and that's got to be the focus.
Let me just challenge you on the word despot. He says, well, he wasn't even aware that he was the Home Affairs or the Treasurer Minister yesterday when he did his press conference.
I mean, really, PK.
Well, okay, really. That's what he says. I can only quote what he says, Claire.
Scott Morrison says that's a lot all of things, I can rely on. I wouldn't be the first person to say that he's got a few issues with telling the truth. He says he didn't execute any of the powers
other than the Resources Minister power, which we know of is on the record now, under these arrangements. Is that a despot?
Okay, well, PK, I have to be frank. I don't take Scott Morrison at his word, just like Emmanuel Macron and Barnaby Joyce and many other people who have worked closely with Scott Morrison. He's not known for being upfront and honest about things that happen. So obviously we are going to go through a process of trying to obtain the facts so we can ascertain which powers were exercised. I'm not sure. I mean, the many questions that's left here is why on earth he did this. He talked initially about us being in the context of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. Well, he took on the powers in my portfolio in Home Affairs in May 2021. If there has been a period of relative calm in the last 3 years, it was May 2021. So we've got to understand what was the motivation here for him to take on these powers. And if he says he didn't exercise any, well, I don't really necessarily believe him on that one. But let's see what the answer is. Why would he take the powers if he wasn't intending to use them?
We're out of time. Thank you so much for your time, Minister.
Good to talk, PK. Thanks again.
That's the Minister for Home Affairs, Claire O'Neill.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.